Right, this is a Hosk's Half Hour. Recently, I had my Christmas do, and obviously, as a good reporter, comedy adventurer, I took my little voice recording thingy, and although I don't remember actually using it, the next day I woke up with lots of messages on the voice recorder thing about the night. So I mean, I'm gonna go through it here and kind of dissect the what's going down with the stuff for your comedy pleasure. Let's go. Right, we start off. The first clip is with Andy. I ask him if he's going to be staying up until later, because last company do we had, he managed to get drunk after about an hour and a half, like way before everyone else. And he got so drunk, he just had to be carried back to his hotel room before the party had really started. So this time I was checking to see if he was going to last the distance.
You'll be there at 4 o'clock, Andy.
Yes, I can confirm I will be there.
And what's it like to stay up at 4 o'clock?
It's the thrill of my life, man.
But it's so
cool.
Easy.
I find it quite amusing that when asked what's it like staying up until 4 in the morning, Andy says, "That's the story of my life." Whoa, not deep, man. Of course, I think he made it till that time. Although I was pretty drunk, so I can't really remember much about that night, about the end of the sort of bit. So I believe there were sightings of him. So he did well. Well done. Please brace yourself. This sketch alarm has just gone off.
Hello, I am the drunken philosopher, and I shall impart to you some of my wisdom. I have drunken so much booze that I have evolved into a bloody superior being. Yeah, that's right. And as a superior being, I have come to realize that I no longer need numbers, and I can't even see them. Bloody numbers! They don't tell you anything. They just get you in trouble. And when you're drunk, you might ring up someone, blah, and say something stupid, like, "I want to sniff you." So my advice to you bloody is, get rid of all numbers. Better have now! Okay, this little, I'm tired now. That's it for this week.
More of the Hosk's Christmas do. Right, this next clip is talking to Cookie. I get him and say, interviewed him. Just a bit of background, he left the company to become a white van man. Check that out, that's a rare thing in life these days. But this is what he missed or said.
Cookmeister, got any comments since he's left? Anything interesting?
The one thing I haven't really missed is some more Uncle Ben with a really stupid ginger hat.
Two things I find amusing from this. One, my interview style of say something amusing. That's good. Knows what they want. And secondly, I was wearing a Christmas hat. Although it was orange, I've never heard a Christmas hat referred to as a stupid ginger hat. It's orange, it's not ginger. I was not wearing a ginger hat. That is misinformation. Defamation of character. Stop that.
Have you ever served a parcel and then there's a woman who is half naked and said, "Come and deliver it inside"?
I like the question. I mean, this is probably maybe you'd say something to your mates if, you know, yeah, you should become a white van man. You'll get invited into women's houses delivering parcels all the time. Yeah. I mean, I think maybe it's kind of wishful thinking on my part. That if I became a white van man, that's what would happen to me. He's had a few pints, so how do you think he's going to answer this question?
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew that was coming, didn't you? Yeah, of course they do. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, are you sure?
Yeah.
It sounds a bit too keen when he said that, a bit overdoing it a bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying too hard there.
Yeah.
Okay, the joke's over now. Enough. We get the idea. He then takes the joke and goes playground style on it by saying this.
Your mum didn't invite me into the house the other week.
There's no need to bring my mum into it. You know, I'm not having the honour of my mother questioned. Came straight back at him.
Massive liar.
I then said this. I don't really know what I'm saying, but it...
Have you Sarah Beanie?
It sounds like I'm saying, are you Sarah Beanie? But that would be insane. Because, you know, he's in no way like a property developer of any sort. He drives a white van.
Have you Sarah Beanie?
Hey,
have you really?
Yes, she calls me most weeks.
And even though I was drunk, I clearly know he's not Sarah Beanie. And I tell him to start bloody talking properly. You're ruining conversation.
You're ruining them. Ruining it.
Ruining what?
It's a lie. You don't.
Sorry, Dad, she didn't really.
The conversation then waffled on for a bit until I started talking about Ipswich.
Ipswich is a long delivery.
Where?
Ipswich.
Ipswich?
Ipswich.
I don't know, they're a weird
Ipswich. They've got weird fingers.
Right, a couple of things. Firstly, Ipswich is a low delivery. That is bonkers. And secondly, he didn't go to Ipswich because people have got weird fingers there. What the hell does that mean? Weird fingers. Everyone's fingers in Ipswich are perfectly normal. In fact, probably superior in finger quality to other regions. Thank you very much. We are well known for our superior fingers. They're good for pointing. Ipswich people are renowned for being the best pointers in modern society.
They're all weird in Ipswich.
How dare you slur on Ipswich, you bastard. Well, Drunken Hoss just ignores that and asks for a joke.
Have you got a joke you can maybe tell me from your white van days? Come on, you must have one.
Song.
A song? Oh, go do it.
That's not very good. It's like combine harvests and stuff. I think you're a preacher.
I'll get back to you.
You get the emotion, listen.
When someone asks you for a joke, you don't say, no, I've got a song. Clearly, I was unimpressed. I'll come back to you. I never got back to him. Bloody slagging off Ipswich and then trying to sing me a song about combine harvesters. Hosk is going to tell you something now.
Right, I'm about to go into town to do some shopping, crimbo shopping at this time of year. I'd say I hate shopping. It is fucking nightmare. I don't really mind going in the shops themselves that much, but it's just all the people. There's some rule where they just have to walk into you. I'm like some bloody person magnet. And everywhere you walk, they're heading for me, gunning for me, I'd say. And everyone's in a hurry and they're, well, actually it's not. They're not in a hurry, which annoys me. I'm like, blokes, we go shopping, we're on a mission. Right, I want a top. Bosh, we go in this shop, we buy the top. That's it, we never take it back. Because that is a contract, unwritten contract between blokes and the buyers. We will accept this whether it's bollocks or not. That's why we try it on in the shop, and that's why we don't take it back, ladies. But you walk around, and then people are idling about, not looking, just cutting you up, walking into you. God. What's all this wrestling for? Just to get in the shop and buy some clothes? I mean, come on. Surely we could do this in a more civilised fashion without making it such a bloody event and making me so angry. Remember my mate Parkins once saying, I don't know, his girlfriend, who is his sister, his sister asked him. She said, oh man, there's a sale on, and she had to go there at like 8 o'clock, an hour before the shop opened, so she'd get the good stuff. She goes, how come you never see any blokes like queuing up? And Phil said, well, we work on a more civilised basis. We just all agree to go in around midday, which is true. I'm not imagining queuing up to get the best bargains from a bloody shop. It doesn't really matter to a bloke. We'd go in, we'd buy a shirt. It's just a new shirt, that's it. And then you put it on. Perhaps this is just my thinking.
More of the Hosk's Christmas do.
What's the funniest story you've ever heard? Come on. I've been sitting in business one.
Do you know about Tyler? All right.
What? No?
You don't know about Tyler?
No, do it now.
What? No, you don't really know. No, it'd be rubbish, you didn't know it.
No, I don't know it.
If you didn't know the story, it'd be really rubbish, wouldn't it? If you didn't know the person, you squeeze it, Well, what do I need to know exactly?
You need to know who somebody is to understand the job. And you probably can come to it.
This is the husk stuck in the cubicle.
Oh my god, I just
broke the fucking hat. I didn't even do anything, I just thought. And the hat broke. Those hats aren't fucking built for thoughts. They don't realise that I'm thinking out there. I fucking hear people having a wee. People having a wee don't think. They don't know what's going on. Okay, I'll comment on to you. So, what's happened so far? This big secret. Okay, let's have a think. With my table collapsed halfway because for unknown reasons the half the legs just collapsed and all the booze pissed on the floor, and so we got millions of drinks. For my one pint I got 3 pints of lager, which although is good initially is possibly taking its toll in my view of things. I can't really comment. Whoa, but the wallpaper's moving. That's all I'm gonna say. Apart from that, let's move on. Rumours are that we are gonna move off to a big fight. I haven't seen Andy for a while. He never really mentioned much of the big fight, so it doesn't really affect him.
You will now be connected to some observational humour. Stand by. Bye.
Christmas thoughts. It's funny how at Christmas, all of a sudden, for the rest of the year, cheese, we take it, leave it, bit of cheddar, that'll do. And then all of a sudden at Christmas, we demand an array of cheeses, a cheese board. That's what we want. And then after Christmas dinner, we have lots of cheeses with some crackers. But we get into a bit of difficulty because we're all like cheese novices. We like saying, pass the cheese. And we don't really know the difference between the cheeses. We don't know their names, obviously. So it's like, pass the less yellowy one. Yeah, the white, the one with bits in. The blue one. Pass the one that smells like socks. Yeah, that'll do. But, you know, it's hard to differentiate between cheeses because they're all cut in the same kind of cheese wedgy shape. And so there is a lot of confusion about which cheese you're after. Why don't we just number them or something?
More of the husks Christmas do.
Well, that was bullshit. Have you got any good stories for me, sir? Come on, you must have done something amusing tonight. Come on, you cheeky monkey. Come on, what's going on? What's going down on the town?
I don't know, man.
I've seen you lurking and moving and dancing.
Yeah, I am.
What is the highlight today of tonight so far?
So many guys.
Dancing with the nice hot chicks, that's good.
Yeah, just because my girlfriend is not here, so got a chance.
It's good. It's good to have a little pay leg still. It's nice. So, I had a new person start next to me. What do you think? New people starting? How was that? Do you have any opinion of new people starting?
No, I don't know.
Hello, dear quads. It's the businessman, Dom McCready here. I work 364 days a year. Oh yeah? One day off, you say? Oh yeah. That day off is the Christmas do. Oh yeah, baby. You've got to do it. And on that day, I stop working and start working on drinking a load of beer to show the little pussies in my team that I can drink more than them. What I like to do at the Christmas party is get tanked up on beer and then try and sleaze over some of the hotties downstairs. Now, not only do I work hard, I play hard. And Christmas parties is where I'm playing my hardest. This year I photocopied my bollocks, and then when I heard someone talking crap, I said, that's bollocks, and pointed to the picture. Now, that's funny, it lifts morale. Do it, you losers. Merry Christmas.
More of the husks Christmas do.
Okay, I have a lot more to give. Say hello.
I have more to give.
live.
The DJ's crap, we need more.
We've been ripped off, man, because we are ready to do some moves, which have never been seen before, but
we're ready to break.
The DJ's packed his fucking ass up.
This is terrible, it's tragic. We've got the evidence now.
We're ready to do some moves, which have never been seen before, but the okay. DJ's fucking let us.
Hear me now.
Hear me now, brother.
I have the interesting stuff for you.
Yeah. How's it go?
It goes... Cunt.
How's it go down?
Cunt.
We've been hard dry here, we're, you know...
Cunt.
We've got moves, but... We're like...
Cunt.
We are wafting in the wind, it's fucking...
We can't...
Cunt.
It's a load of gaylord.
Look at this. So many cunts.
Cunt. So I think...
Is this real? Is this real?
No.
No.
Cunts. I think with Kendrick going down, whatever, I think we're with him now. Bar is shut.
Yeah?
Bar shut 11.
11? It's fucking what now?
Quarter past what?
Right?
There's no fucking boxing, no more alcohol. I'm going to get so fucking stoned.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Because...
Car park stoning, that's what it is.
Because... Cunt.
Just for a record, that is not me and the husk.
Sam, cunt.
Chris, sorry to interrupt. How much would it be?
What?
You just call me Chris.
Well, that's what you just said, to call you Chris.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
Excellent.
I am Berkeley. Okay, how much would it be into Rico?
What? Into Rico? What? I'm up for that Rico thing, man.
How much would it be to get in?
Cunt.
Manage your...
35. Caliber.
No, he said £2 fucking, man. No,
I said 20 quid.
No, he said...
We need to pay for taxis, which is...
Whoa. What,
20 quid? People are talking, are interested in the Rico Arena.
I'm going.
No, people are interested. People are talking to me saying, how much is it to get in the gang? No, but,
probably, if four or five of us go, 2 or 3 quid each.
We're going down to Rico Arena.
What? Is it Coventry? Marlborough?
Not so far. It's 6 of us.
What do you mean you're going down there?
I've no idea. That's the room on the street.
That is miles
away though, isn't it? Stop hearing. I saw you.
What do you think of people who go boxing to come to
Narcolepsy?
Not much. I think it's wicked, but I'm too tired.
Wicked.
I want to go watch it.
Wicked.
Maybe I can put my fairy boots on and come along.
Hosk is gonna tell you something now.
Right, well, this episode is gonna be a bit about Christmas do's, because I've just had my Christmas do, and it went very well, and I freely admit, I did have a sherbet or two. Many. It was it was long, 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 bloody long, that's all I'm gonna say. You'll hear more about that later. I was thinking maybe of what humorous stories I had from previous Christmas do's. The first one I went to at my I dressed up like a pimp it was a woman's leopard skin shirt and this huge furry it was a furry coat, big black furry coat, and a weird hat. And I don't know why we did it, but me and my mate, housemate, thought we'd turn up in like fancy dress when no one else was. Actually, I don't know, was that the first one? Well, it was a good one, I'll tell you that. And that was quite amusing, that one, because one Gatting, this bloke, whose real name's Atherton, cricket joke without much logic, which makes it funny, he got enormously drunk and was doing the old, I don't know, I think they said the bar shut, they wouldn't serve him because he was drunk, which he was. And he said, don't you know who I am? And he was giving it the big I am and then got chucked out. which was good. Another one we had in the local pub where we all wore Christmas jumpers and had a bizarre Christmas jumpers and Santa hats, and we took a half day and got really drunk. And there was a bizarre rule of you're not allowed to take off the Santa hat, otherwise that's a drinking fine. And so we had these itchy hats and jumpers on all day, each trying to wait, watching to see if anyone else took their Christmas Santa hat off and had to have the drink fine. In this one, there was a free bar for about an hour, and me and my buddy Webby were just at the bar swearing at each other for some reason, saying like, I can't, get us a drink, you wanker. And whilst we were shouting swear words at each other, the managing director was behind us, and then he talked to our boss and said, do you let these out very often? It's like, no. We were oblivious to the director being behind us at that point. Gatting again, this is a different one. He got really drunk and he went up to the managing director and he was like saying, do you know my name? Because the managing director, like all old people, just randomly forgot everyone's names because they didn't care. And why should he, you know? But he kept going up, do you know, shouting, do you know my name at him? Which amusingly, he didn't. And that is all the Christmas stories I have on Christmas night do's out. Yes.
Good, can I have good luck?
Look out,
fuck, I can't see. Dude, turn the light on. Yeah, baby. I love you, I might not be back. What does that mean?
That's computer talk for here's something funny, alright?
My mum wants to go out on her Christmas Day recently because she went out and she said I could go and stay at Eric, and I did on the night. But when I came back the next day around midday, 12 o'clock, she was in bed and she was still tired. I was like, what have you been doing, Mum? What have you been doing on Christmas Day? And she said, oh, I'm tired. I went, are you tired, Mum? She said, stop shouting. I'm not going to shout. She said, yes, you are. I'm not. She said, shouting at me. She said, get out. And I said, cry, and then she went, oh, sorry, and she said, come in here and say hello, come back and say hello, and I did, and she smelled of booze. I went, Mum's had a booze, Mum's had a booze, and then she got angry again, but I didn't even do anything. All I said was she smelled of booze, and she did, and that's not, that shouldn't, you shouldn't shout at someone when they tell you that you smell of booze, and you do smell of booze, because that's not very fair, but that's how it works, because that's what life is.
More of the Husk's Christmas do. This is quite humorous. It's like I've been sent back from the future to do a very important mission. But before I do that, I've just nipped back to the room to do something. Check it out, look. It's true.
Okay, motherfuckers. I've no idea why the Husk's been sent back, but he's been sent back to get stuff.
Also, why do I sound like an excited child? I'm so excited I can hardly talk.
I've got back. I've absolutely no idea why I've been sent back. But all I can do is take off things which I can lose, and that is the way down. I don't know. That's the bad side of being alive. Shit.
I mean, you're definitely thinking now, whoever sent me back from the future or came back from the future and gave me the message, go and watch Ricky Hatton boxing fight, save the world. Taking a bit of a risk by the sounds of me. I mean, I was a little bit, I do sound just a little bit squiffy. Not that I don't remember this bit that much anyway, but that's probably, they probably wiped my mind because the mission was so important, etc. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, must have been.
I need to get back.
Just look at your phone in case you get lost.
I'm just taking off things I can lose.
I'd like to come, but my power of sleep is struggling. You will come back tonight, though, won't you?
I've no idea.
You have no idea if you'll come back for me? Or so I'll just drive your car back and you'll hitchhike off?
No idea what's going to happen, yeah? All I'll do is, I've got my house keys and everything else you've got to take. Okay? Are you with me? Fuck!
Right, there you go. That was the tactics I said to my poor girlfriend. I might not come back. Who knows what's going to happen?
At this point, I go out back into the pub and ready to go off to the Rico Arena to watch Hatton fight. First, we have more pub talk.
Hey!
Hi!
How are you, you little green goddess? No fights happening here. We're elsewhere. I have no idea.
Too much celery.
Everyone goes.
Anyone.
You need some education.
I'm
the daddy now.
Hi.
There could be some changes going on.
Oh, mate. I don't have a desk yet.
Everyone, and so me a tea, and then
somebody's
gonna get that hot girl back. Somebody? I'm not gonna say who. Andy, somebody. I'm not gonna say who. But somebody. You're a little gang of clowns. Tell you what. I will spank you all on the arse myself with the paddle for John Mack's weekend.
Yeah, next Friday, mate, I'll be there at 1 o'clock. Alright?
No.
Alright. I'll drink you down the table, mate.
I'll take you down the table, mate. Bring it on, bitch.
I'll take you down in a
bloody accent.
Australian,
you bloody idiot.
I'm a bloody character.
Yeah, mate, I've been blessed enough to.
Uh-oh, we're on to Australian accents. Cue loads of shouting and swearing in Australian.
Yeah, mate, you bloody girl.
If you've been
to the fucking hell, mate. You're
out of
trouble,
you bloody idiot.
Out of
trouble, mate.
Yeah. I bloody sniff the strobe of a fucking... Hey, kangaroo, bloody, you bloody idiot.
Well, I'm sure you haven't seen a bloody kangaroo,
you bloody idiot.
You know what bloody kangaroo looks like, bloody idiot. Wouldn't you?
I've seen a kangaroo on a bloody TV, I've bloody kissed him on the face, bloody boy.
Oh, did ya? Did he lick you off your ass?
I'm bloody...
That's some impressive slurring going on there. But what I do like is the famous drunken arguing technique of shouting louder and louder and louder until you're shouting the loudest, and that means you're the most right. I just like to add, I never have kissed a kangaroo's ass. That's only for people on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. They eat the little arseholes. I don't go near kangaroos' asses. They're dirty animals.
Next Friday, okay, next week,
we're
there. Sorry,
let's
fuck off.
Elegantly.
Yeah. Apparently,
you, next Friday, fucking never part, and then I'll...
Right, latest kit.
I'm doing it out.
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing wimpier than someone going to bed at like 4 in the morning. God, disgraceful stuff.
Ooh la la.
You made this comedy for me? Ooh, you shouldn't have.
Hello! I am the drunken philosopher, and I am the truth. If you have had too much to drink, is to just run away! Run away! Run away, little man! And then that way, they can never make you drink any more booze! Of course, if you are having a bloody house party, then you can't run away. You just have to go and hide. I'm sleepy now. Goodbye.
When you have a toilet that separates you from the drugs, no, that's me.
Hosk is gonna tell you something now.
Right, this has been recorded from the aftermath of the Christmas do. Although it's 2 days later and I'm on my way to work, I still feel pretty rough. I feel like I need to assume the fetal position and just go and hide in the corner, hide from the world for a bit till I feel stronger. The do was fantastic fun. Got very, very drunk. As you will no doubt hear from some of the recordings, I certainly sound a bit squiffy. I'm going slurring a bit. So the main thing that's going through for the evening, there's a lot of dancing going on. I was busting a lot of moves. Our table fell over. Usually it's people that fall over at Christmas do's, but in this case it was our table, and one side fell off, so all the beer and wine headed towards the exact spot where I was sitting. But luckily I got up and was talking to someone, so that was good. We got a few free beers out of that. Of course, during the do, I was drinking beer and wine to ensure that you get a really bad hangover. That is a Christmas do rule, so I had to adhere to that, obviously. It sounds pretty bizarre, but I don't remember much. I remember the early bit, but then towards the end, the missus was saying, oh, I remember that bit where everyone got up, all the women got up and sang the song in Dirty Dancing. Now, I don't remember, or my mind blocked it out because that was so painful. I don't know, perhaps my mind's protecting me. Of course, Ricky Hatton was fighting that night, and for some reason, although we're in Hinckley, which is near Leicester, we decided to go and watch the Ricky Hatton fight in Coventry, which is miles and miles and miles away. And I have no idea why this plan came about. I know that we didn't have pay-per-view at the hotel, so we went there, saw the fight, and then I think we got back. After we got out, it must have been like 6 in the morning or something like that, Kendrick got his dad to pick us up and drive us all the way back to the Hinckley Island Hotel. And then I think I got in at 7, woke up for breakfast at 10, felt alright for a bit, and then got home and fell asleep on the couch. Pain. Another interesting thing was I obviously went out, left my dinner jacket behind. So the next day I said, oh, I left my dinner jacket. I had a choice of 3 to get shoes from. Of course, I did pick mine because it did match the trousers. But I did think about having a nicer one if there was. But also,
I somehow acquired a huge, massive Christmas bauble. I mean, it's like the size of a mini football. I've no idea where that came from, but I've got it now. It's mine now. Unless someone comes and tries to get it off me, take it from my ninja grip. Oh, man alive, I feel... I hurt. Hurt on the inside outwards. Oh, I'll just turn this on to remember something. Oh, yes. For some reason, I was going around wearing a Christmas hat. The naffest of all hats. Christmas hat. And there's the modern music bit is where I break it. I attribute this blame to thinking. It doesn't sound that funny when I sound like that. When delivered that line drunk, and the sort of befuddlement and confusion does make it a little bit amusing. Now, many of you might be thinking, oh yeah, Ben says he's still hungover. Hosky said he's still hungover. Oh, but that's not really true. They always say that. Well, I shall show you. I was hungover. So I managed to drive all the way to work and then realise I'd left my keys in the door. Yes, what a plum indeed. So I had to go in the office, go up to the boss and say, excuse me boss, sorry, I've left the keys in the door. I've got to drive back now. Hopped back in the car, drove back, found keys in the door. Luckily, postman hadn't been yet or anyone else. Plucked the keys out, locked the door, popped them in my pocket and then now driving back. Oh, what a start. What a Monday morning start this is indeed. Although, my hangover's gone a bit more now, so, and I've drunk a bit more water, so that's the plus side. The downside, of course, is that I've just been driving for probably, well, good 2 hours, which is nice. Good start to the morning. Oh, what a day. It's just getting better and better. Big hangover. Tick. Leave keys in door, drive all the way to work. Realise, then drive back. And then drive back to work again. Tick. Get to work. Car park full. Tick. Have to drive five minutes to free car park in town. Tick. Yes. Come on. Is that all you've got? Come on, world. Is that all you've got for me, eh? Come on, bring it on. I know, let's have a bird shit on me as well. Come on, don't hang about. Don't go easy on me. I know, perhaps it'll make it a bit worse. Let's check on how my bets went on the weekend. How about Ricky Hatton to win? £20. Bosh. Accumulator with Liverpool and Arsenal. Lost. Bosh, bosh, bosh. Okay, the Hosk is out. Christmas shopping again. I've just seen two people watching their daughter run up the escalator the wrong way. And that was just entertainment. They were there sitting, watching, laughing. She was there laughing, running up the stairs. I was like, oh, for God's sake. It's bloody despicable. And I was waiting for ages. She wouldn't get off. Let me have a go. It's not fair, is it?
Hosk is gonna tell you something now.
All right, we'll have some turbo news nuggets. Sex sells coffins. Italian firm of undertakers have unveiled a 2008 calendar featuring glamour models draped over a range of coffins. See, it says that this is very popular. £7. It says it's popular. It's not going to sell more coffins, though, is it? I mean, surely coffins are like a kind of demand and supply. You can only sell as many coffins as there are dead people. Although if I was to go and choose a coffin, it would definitely be one that had a naked woman had been draped over it. Right. Actually, while we're on there, near where I work, there's two brothers. One of them owns a bicycle shop, the other owns a funeral director's. Now that sounds a bit too convenient for my liking. What's that, bruv? Business down. Couple of dodgy nuts on the bicycle wheels. Another death. Better watch. Keep your eye on that one, Mr. Policeman. Okay, doctors baffled by green sweat. What? Just Mr. Cheng Shungua. One day his sweat just turned green in the middle of November. Now that is unusual. Mine doesn't usually go till at least December. Mid-December. He noticed, he noticed his underwear and bed sheets were all green. Even the water in the shower. Fucking hell, he bloody sweats, doesn't he? I mean, he sweats so much, he changes the water in the shower. He went to the doctors. They thoroughly cleaned his armpits. Took 10 minutes for sweat to turn. A piece of white gauze, green. Ooh. But he's normal. They don't know the cause. Perhaps he's like turning into a lizard. How cool would that be? And like, just one day he'll be there, and he'll just like all of a sudden his tongue will go like grab a plum or something. Something wicked like that. Hi, Pete, but current wife. I should be barred by landlords. Get out, bloody lizard. We'd have lizards here. You, sir, are a lizard. This is a nice story. Wife broke into prison. She broke into prison to have sex with her husband. Now, see, that's a... Gotta commend that loyalty. I mean, she probably said, ah, will it... Go on, I'm gagging for a shag. Will you break out of prison? He's like, no bloody way. Have you seen the walls? Bloody walls are massive. Guards everywhere. It'll never be done. Can't be done. Next night. Ooh, there she is. Creep! Although, he did have a point because she got caught sneaking out. So you can sneak into prisons, alright. You just can't get back out. But it is probably better that way. If it was the opposite way, everyone would just be escaping, and it's no good, is it? What gave it away a little bit, though, is that he was in an all-male prison. Surely they could let wives in. Surely that would help, like, keep the prisoners a bit quiet, wouldn't it? Stop all that bum rape going on and stuff. But I suppose if you bit of crime in prison, what's the worst that's going to happen to you? Go to prison again for a bit longer.
That's the end of another episode. A bit of an unusual this week, a bit of drunken nonsense from my Christmas do. If you have anything funny to send me, hoskshalfhour@gmail.com. Right, we're going to end with a little bit of stupid ginger hat. Basically, he's had a few drinks. Stupid ginger hat. He's had a few drinks, so what do you think he's going to answer the question? Fucking cunt. Stupid ginger hat. It's what he missed or said. Stupid ginger hat. You get him and say, stupid ginger hat.
Easy, 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 easy.
Hello, dickwad. Hello, dickwad. Hello, dickwad. Hello, dickwad.
Damn.
What?
You just call me quit.
What?
You just call me quit.
Easy, easy.
He's having a poo.
Easy,
easy.
Easy,
easy. It's the thrill of my life. It's the thrill of my life.
Hello, dickwad. 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 Dickwad.